You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Junks are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan. That's in Richmond, in case you didn't know. And Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to become the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Joel Corey, former sports agent and writer for CBS, covers all things contracts for the NFL. He'll join us coming up at 8. And John Fanta to talk college hoops at 9 o'clock.
When we have Corey, maybe we can ask him. I saw this article about five guys they suggested should be cut, or at least consider to be cut, for the Commanders heading into free agency.
Who wrote the piece? Do you remember?
It was on the Pro Football Network.
Okay. Doesn't matter. Okay, it's from Pro Football Network.
I don't know who the person who wrote it. And your boy Lattimore was one.
Who?
Your boy Lattimore was one.
Oh, yeah, good.
Another one was Jonathan Allen.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember the rest of the guys.
Those are
we can talk to him about, you know, sure, some of the moves that maybe the Commanders should make.
Yep, we can do that coming up at 8 o'clock.
But I got to figure out what Cakes was talking about here. I mean, us home from work.
Yep.
Are people going to... PTO is paid time off,
that's
right?
That's correct. Here's your headline straight from the New York Post.
Hold on. Are you still going to ask this? Are we still going to guess here? Or is the headline going to give it away?
Well, the headline's definitely going to give it away.
All right, so ask me the question again.
What is coming possibly to companies where they're going to give you PTO, personal time off, to do what? You can fill in the blank.
I've seen the story, so I saw this a couple days ago.
Can you give me like a realm? Like, what's it? Does it have to do with?
Yes,
like,
sure. Wellness activity.
Wellness activity.
I mean, they're going to give you paid time off for, I don't know, depression.
That's not a bad guess, but no.
Right. It might get you out of depression.
You care to take another bite at the apple?
All right, they're going to give you paid.
Can I give a clue since Jason's not here?
Yeah.
If Jason was offered paid time off, you would think that he would go for it. But at least according to what he says, he wouldn't do it.
Oh, paid time. So something he doesn't like. What is Jason?
He says he's quit doing it. I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not.
Oh, paid time off to have sex?
Yeah.
What?
Company sanctioned sex days could be on the way. Paid time off to get freaky, quote, boost productivity and workplace loyalty, according to a study.
So you're going to divulge, you're going to tell your boss, hey, I need a sex day. I need a sex
now.
Day.
No,
yeah. So, I'd be like, I'm calling out
buns.
Yeah.
So
don't buns. You just need, I mean, even if I was generous and say, I just need a half hour.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who needs a full day?
I mean, that's gratuitous.
Well, you might want a nap.
Yeah. But the other part is I would be napping, catching up on TV. Yeah. But it's things
but
you're
you've
missing.
Always been fascinated, and I can't think of the name right now. It's too damn early in the morning. The prison sex. What's it called when they would give them? Conjugal visits.
Yeah, conjugal visits. The fact that that's a thing.
See, look at EB. EB gets so fired up.
You're sentenced to prison, and they allow you to hit skins?
That's essentially what they're doing here, is you have a job, but they're giving you a conjugal visit.
According to this study,
this is
half of the employees who had taken half of the employees who had taken a sex day reported a noticeable boost in their productivity afterward.
What about just giving everybody a day off?
That's basically what it is.
Why does it have to be a sex day?
Well, how would anybody know if they actually had sex?
They're not going to require you to go home and
smash. No, I understand,
but
I mean, sort of in the spirit of it, you're just saying, hey, listen, boss, I need Ivy. I gotta go home. I need Ivy, I'm sorry. I need to go home honestly, and I need to bang my wife.
I don't think this is something.
I don't have time for this.
Well, it's
I'm stressed out.
But it's kind of unfair to those that aren't. I'll just say that aren't married or coupled up, right? So I guess you could. Well, I guess you could
hook a day. Hook a day.
Right.
You know, if you're a woman, you can find sex anywhere you want.
Let me just say this. It'd be
tough for a guy like Mar.
I went to one of the most recent meetings. Is it called a town hall meeting?
Yeah,
the
town hall.
I had trouble finding the room. Because
why? You've been there 100 times.
I know, but like going down this, like the stairwell I go down, I got confused. I literally had to go outside the building and knock on the, like Roger had to come let me in from inside.
You gave up.
It was embarrassing.
Well, the whole meeting stopped. I don't know if you even knew that. She said, can someone please go get cakes at the
door? It was freaking embarrassing. I slammed the brakes on the meeting.
But I guarantee you didn't raise a hand to ask a question.
You think I've ever asked a question at one of the company meetings? It will never happen and has never happened. There was no discussion of PTO by Ivy for everybody at Odyssey to take sex days.
Who's doing this story?
Now, it's an online pharmacy called Zip Health.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one's doing it.
Conducted the research.
No.
I got to credit the New York Post, man. They'll find articles that have flashy headlines, and they lean on Zip Health.
Listen, I think you would have the same result if you just gave people like just paid time off.
Of course,
you're gonna come back to work a little. Yeah, anybody comes back to work after like a 3-day weekend, or maybe there's a rare midweek holiday or something. You come back a little,
or a 5-day weekend like Jason.
Yeah, you get a little more fired up. You get a little more right. Yeah, you got a little more juice to you.
Is that what Chase is going to have? So he's sick today. He had already requested tomorrow off.
Yeah.
And we're off on Monday for President's Day.
I don't know what scam he's running. He's probably flying to Bahamas
today. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Guys, unbelievable.
I was so thankful that they had school today because my kid has off Friday. So they did that at the school. They were like, oh, it's President's Day on Monday. Let's just shut it down on Friday.
They're running a scam,
so they were having a 4-day weekend at the Catholic school. And then they had the snow day off yesterday.
You could definitely figure out what co-workers are banging by this if they're taking the same days off.
What do you mean?
Really? You can chart it.
If Charlie and Joanne are requesting
sex days on the same day.
Well, no, one would have to call in sick because you'd have to keep it on the down low, probably, right? One would have to call in sick, the other would just take
it. Yeah, but what if you used all your 6 days and all you have are sex days?
There would be a lot of joning for the single guys who you knew who just didn't have anything going on.
They'd be gooners. Those are gooners, as the millennials
you wouldn't want to shake their
the
hand
Gen Z
the next day.
What are they called?
Gooners is a funny word. Gooners.
I don't know this term.
Yeah. Gooners, yeah.
What are they called?
Gooners or gooning.
All right, so what does that mean? Just by yourself?
Yeah. You're taking care of yourself.
Yes. You're addicted to porno and you're not ashamed of it.
And you're called a goon?
Yeah, gooning. Or gooner.
Mar's a gooner, right?
Yeah, you might be one.
Hey.
Why would Mar be a gooner? He does other things.
He's a single guy, but he doesn't have any girlfriend, as far as we know, right?
I have no idea whether he has a girlfriend or not.
I'm pretty
sure
he doesn't. I think he's a single guy.
Yeah, I don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, so he's gooning all day long. He's in that prime age. Are you kidding? He's probably knocking out 2 or 3 a day.
No, that's aggressive. 3 a day.
He's like 23 or 24 years old.
I mean, maybe he's got one of those on his resume. He's not doing that on the daily.
Ask Drabby how many times he did when he was at Arizona State. What was your record?
He was in a cult at Arizona State.
What was your record in one day?
That was at the very end.
What was your record?
For what?
Most of the day. Honestly. Oh.
Five?
Five.
Yeah.
Everyone's hit five at least once.
I don't think I've ever hit that. That's a quintuple. I don't know.
One day record.
So sure. What is that? That's a first thing in the morning. A lunch, a midday.
Yeah, I mean, some days you have long days.
Testosterone's raging now.
Somehow.
20 years old. Not shame for that.
All right, I'm just, yeah. I mean, five's aggressive.
Five is a lot.
That's probably only
it
once
was
or
one
twice.
One time, yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't like a routine thing for you.
I used to know a kid in high school that bragged about 13. He would tell
that was his world record.
He told the whole ceramics class about it.
Ceramics class. That's the bigger headline.
Yeah. So you had a ceramics class. That's embarrassing.
You guys don't have art classes? You guys don't believe in the arts in your high schools?
I mean, I had art class, but I wasn't making pottery like I was in Ghost.
Dude, let me tell you something. I don't know that we had art in high school.
Did we have art in high school?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think
there's a one-man modgepodge.
At least in middle school, I remember going to art class.
I don't think we had it in high school.
Maybe we didn't.
In my son's high school, they had ceramics. It was like the most popular class at the school. Everybody wanted to take it.
Every high school kid made their bong in ceramics class.
That's probably why it was so popular.
Hey, if they offered the sex day off, all right, let's exclude us. Do you have somebody you think would be the first person that would take it at Odyssey?
Ooh, it's a good question. It'd
be hilarious if Roger tapped out the first day. Yeah.
Hey, Roger needs to practice wellness, mental health.
Wellness.
I don't know, man.
Who's the horniest person here? It's a good question.
Probably the horniest people in this company are probably in these two rooms right here.
That's a good point.
Right? I don't really know the salespeople enough to know. Yeah. Like, you know, it's mostly girls. I don't even know the guys that well. You think like RJ would take a...
I have a candidate.
You do?
Jeff Walker.
Oh, Jeff Walker would take a sex day.
Jeff Walker would take a sex day.
Day.
You should. Take it.
He'd talk about his threesome or something, you know.
Jeff will find any reason to take off.
And if you
right, now you're throwing in sex?
Yeah, I mean, if that's a reason, yeah, he's going to sign up.
He texted me the other day.
He sexted you?
At 8 o'clock at night. Drab, I may need coverage tomorrow. I was driving from work and a guy spun me out. I avoided hitting him, but my car stuck. It's 8 o'clock at night. Yeah. He's calling it down for the next day already. No damage, just have to get it towed out. I'll keep you updated.
So what are you supposed to do?
Get coverage.
Yeah, get coverage.
Did he end up showing up?
No. There was no update. That was it.
That is the update.
Wow.
It's going to get White Brian to show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I can safely say that that's a nice clickbait story.
Yeah.
That no company is going
no,
to.
Of course they're not.
No.
Hey, I could see a progressive company doing something like this.
A sex day?
Yeah.
So
I could see a progressive company, not calling it a sex day, but saying physical wellness day.
Well, don't you theoretically get personal days for a lot of companies? Yeah. They'll give you your sick days, your vacation days, and they just call it personal days.
Yeah, I just don't think they're gonna have a thing.
Yeah,
like a sex day.
Don't hold your breath for that to be an email.
Personal day, sure. Mental health day, sure. But they're not gonna have like a wiener health day,
or a Sam Weiner health day.
Yeah, no, it's God forbid. No, it's not.
Definitely don't want that to happen. All right, when we come back, we will get into the Commanders. Who does Adam Schefter think they should open the 2025 NFL campaign with? We'll tell you that next on The Fan.